Hello again. My name is Courtney Hill Wilson. I am the owner of Window of Heaven Acupuncture and Yoga, and I am sharing this meditation with you today as part of my May Self-Love Free Meditation Series. Please check out the other two meditations that have already been released on self-love and self-forgiveness. I hope today's installment on self-inquiry will be useful to you on your healing journey. When it is appropriate and a comfortable time to meditate, find a seated position or reclining position that makes your body feel fully at ease. Even slight discomforts are magnified by stillness, so make yourself abnormally comfortable. Today's journey requires your deep, objective, witnessing self and invites you to quiet your thinking mind as much as possible. Take a moment before you begin to fully arrive to notice in which you are currently existing, the thinking mind or the witnessing self. Have you been caught up in the details of life, finding solutions to problems and completing tasks? Or perhaps were you just transitioning from a personal practice or sleep and already have a rather quiet, non-judging mindset? Know that all parts of ourselves are crucial for survival, and none of them are better than the others. They all serve us. For our purposes right now, I encourage you to move toward the witnessing self that hovers over the thinking mind, the physical body, and the emotional body. Start to use the witnessing mind to inquire about the state of your whole self. Begin by witnessing the physical body. What areas of the body are comfortable? What areas of the body feel strong and powerful? What areas of the body are experiencing discomfort or even pain? See if you can experience all of the parts of the body as neutral, even if there is a sensation of the body that doesn't feel right. Let the observation of the body be objective, curious, non-judgmental, as if someone were observing and letting you know. Continue with this line of slightly detached, objective observation and examine your emotional state. Notice thought patterning that might be spinning in your mind. Notice if there is any place in the body that is gripping or aching because of an emotion. Name each of the present emotions and perhaps their physical locations in the body. And see if you can again allow all of your observations to stay neutral. Take a look back at your week and contemplate the state of your thinking mind. How often have you experienced long spells exclusively in your thinking mind? How often has your thinking mind made decisions, and how often has your emotional body helped you make these decisions? Keep this a judgment-free zone and just notice what the pattern has been like in the last week. Notice what it feels like to observe from this removed witnessing self. How does it change your perspective on the day-to-day details? Does it give you strength or make you feel uncomfortable? This is your seat of greatest internal wisdom. The more time you spend here, the more you can stay true to what your natural, authentic path could be through your life. Take a moment and think back to any life decisions that you have made that came from some place you couldn't understand. Maybe your rational thinking mind felt very opposed, or even your emotional body felt very opposed to a decision, and you continued on anyway. If you have done this on numerous occasions, list them off in your mind. What were the outcomes? How did it feel when you consciously made that decision and took that first step forward? Did it give you energy or zap your energy? Think back to decisions that you made without this witnessing self. Decisions, perhaps, that made other people happy or satisfied your rational thinking mind. How were those outcomes different? What was the body experience as you entered into those parts of your life? Let's exercise this witnessing mind a little with an exercise. Take a very quick moment and let your witnessing mind present three words that describe you. Don't self-correct, just let them float forward and let them roll around in your brain for a minute. What about those words surprises you? What about those words make you feel awkward or uncomfortable? And why? Go one step further and let your witnessing mind present a phrase or word that describes how you are different than everyone else on this planet. What makes you completely unique? In what ways have the experiences and the course of your life created in you a person that is unlike everyone else? How does your story define you as a person? Maybe this phrase or word is a talent. Maybe it is a trait. Maybe it is a desire. Let something float forward without judgment or self-correction. What would your witnessing mind say is your greatest strength? No matter how silly or simple this strength might be, hold on to it. How does or how could that strength affect other people? How could this strength make the universe a better place? Keep all judgment aside, even if this is a very hard exercise. And know that the universe requires all sorts of odd tasks to be fulfilled, and to make all of the people on this earth satisfied. How might you make this earth and our society a little better? If there isn't an answer, just let yourself hold the question and experience the body's sensations. Just notice what is happening. If there is a strength that comes to mind, think about how often you practice it. Is your job or career in some way related to this strength? Does it get expressed in a hobby or in your personal life? Or does it get repressed in your life? What does it feel like to express it or repress it? Does it give you energy or does it deplete you? Now take a moment and think about the one way you could honor this strength as you enter back into your day and back into the scope of your week. How could you integrate this strength and exercise that muscle more often? How might that make you feel? Take a moment and appreciate your unique, perfect self. Think about all the wonderful gifts you have to offer the universe. Think about all the ways you are already making your small part of the world better. Take a moment and let some small self-pride bubble up about the good work you're already doing. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes and enter back out into your world.